From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. At least four Palestinians have been killed Saturday as a wave of stabbing attacks on Israelis continues. Two of the deaths occurred in and around Jerusalem and two others in the West Bank town of Hebron. A fifth Palestinian was shot after a third stabbing attack in Hebron, but authorities have not said if he was killed or not. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
The violence erupted a month ago at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. Palestinians accuse Israel of trying to take over the Al-Aqsa compound. This Palestinian man on the street says the stabbings are a natural response to Israeli actions at Al-Aqsa. Israel categorically denies any attempt to change the status quo at the disputed holy place, says government spokesman Mark Regev.
Let's be clear here. This violence is rooted in an irrational hatred. Those mendacious allegations out there that somehow there's a threat to the Muslim holy sites on the Temple Mount. Now, this is baseless. This is ridiculous.
Israel has sent hundreds of police and troop reinforcements to its cities, but so far it has failed to quell the violence. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Final results from the first round of Guinea's presidential election show that incumbent Alpha Conde has been re-elected with 58% of the votes, the country's electoral commission announced Saturday. Opposition leader Selou Deline Diallo, who has condemned the vote as fraudulent, received 31%. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Russia's prime minister said Saturday that Russia's military aim in Syria is to defend its national interests and defeat the Islamic State, and not to keep President Bashar al-Assad in power. In an interview with the Russia TV channel, Dmitry Medvedev said that it's not important to Russia who leads Syria in the future, so long as it's not ISIS. In Washington on Friday, U.S. President Barack Obama commented on Russia's Syria campaign, declaring that a ground offensive in that country is not going to work.
Because they are trying to support a regime that, in the eyes of the overwhelming majority of the Syrian people, is not legitimate.
His comments came as the U.S. and Russia reached an agreement in principle to avoid each other's aircraft as both countries conduct air campaigns in Syria. Obama said that was the only issue the two countries agreed on since Russia began its contentious military campaign at the end of September. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called Europe's migrant and refugee situation a crisis of global solidarity. Mr. Ban visited a shelter in Rome Saturday where he met with refugees and their children.
Having met all these children and family members and women, I was very much sad. But I was also very much heartened by the stories and they told me. The stories were heartbreaking. At the same time, I really wanted to give them sense of hope.
He also recognized the challenges that European countries are facing, but urged them to show compassionate leadership in hosting refugees escaping war, discrimination, and hunger. In a statement released Saturday, human rights organization Amnesty International called on EU leaders to put the rights of refugees above concerns to protect their borders. Iran rejects allegations that its recent long-range missile test violates United Nations Security Council resolutions, saying that their missile tests have nothing to do with the resolution, which only mentions missiles designed to carry nuclear warheads. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, says the U.S. will seek, quote, appropriate action. Pope Francis has called for a healthy decentralization of power in the Catholic Church, including a greater role for the laity, more decision-making authority for bishops' conferences, and even changes to the papacy. Francis made his comment Saturday during a ceremony marking the 50th anniversary of the Synod of Bishops. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.